Blog Talk Radio.
Together again, the church together. Glory, hallelujah. So good to see all of you today. Well, I believe we're in for a good time today in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm telling you, the anointing just, was just all over me as we started the service today. Glory to God. Amen. I pray by his Spirit that you perceive his anointing upon you right now as well. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome thing. Amen. Pastor Mom is right here with us. Amen. It's a beautiful day in St. Louis today. Sun is shining. Amen. I think it's going to get maybe up to 70 degrees today. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, on this first Sunday of November 2023. Yes, the holiday season is upon us. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, she's going to open us up in a word of prayer. Welcome, everyone, first, Pastor Mom.
Welcome, everyone. Good to see everyone and everything. And it's happy to see
you. You happy to see everybody?
I'm happy to see everybody.
Amen, Pastor Mom. So let go ahead and say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen, amen. Okay, let's say our prayer together. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow thine own hand. Our president, and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to our scripture for today. Thank you, Lord. That's going to be Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Then, you know, we're going to go on over to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. And some people may be saying, why don't we say the same scripture? Well, we'll learn it that way, won't we? Amen. And some of you, you know, you probably know it from memory by now, and you may have not before. So Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. And then we're going on to what stood out to me so much, and we've been saying this scripture for a long time, but what stood out to me was the hand of God, his hand, and in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. That just stood out to me more than anything today. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord. Glory to God. And guess what? We're in his hands. And he has the whole world in his hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, most of you know that what we've been doing here, St. Louis Christian Center Church, is the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his name, his character, and his nature. Amen. He wants us to be a partaker of his divine nature so that his characteristics, his nature can become our own. Hallelujah. Amen. And the more we know about him, the more we sound like him, the more we look like him, the more we taste like him. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is every month he gives us a different pearl to ponder. And the pearl is the pearl of great price, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus. the Lord God Almighty. So his names, his character, his nature are the pearls, excuse me, that we are pondering on. Hallelujah. And so last month, we talked about long-suffering. And we were saying how long-suffering is talks about the patience and the forbearance of God. Even though wrongs have been repeated, offenses and troubles have been repeated, but he is long-suffering. Hallelujah. He is slow to anger. Amen. And apparently he wants us to know a little bit more about that, because this month we're talking about the patience of God. Hallelujah. Still part of the long-suffering, but the very patience of God, you know, that slow to anger. He wants us to know more about his patience. Now, 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's patient. He's slow in doing that. Now, he's not slow with his promises, but he's patient. He doesn't want any of us to perish, but to come to repentance. And, you know, the Lord has given us a chance to receive him, and he's doing that with his patience. And, you know, even now, as we look at what's going on in Israel, you know, he's even given Israel a chance to receive the true and living God. It says so in his word. And then when we look at the Palestinians, the Lord is giving them an opportunity as well, the Jew and the Gentile. He's giving all of us an opportunity to receive him as our Lord and as our Savior. I can recall I was in Israel before the pandemic. I took a trip to Israel, and our driver was Palestinian. And so, you know, I was going to have a talk with him about his salvation. He drove us around for a couple of days. And so talking to him, you know, I asked him about him being a Muslim or you know, Islam. And he said, "Oh, no," emphatically. He said, "I am a Christian." He said, my mom's a Christian. My family's Christian. We are Christians." I said, "Well, glory to God. Hallelujah." And then he said, "I've been a Christian since I was born." And I was almost on a game show. But anyway, it's like, you know, I after a while, before we parted ways, I did let him know that he needed to be born again. And I know that Jews are born Jews. You know, they are Jewish when they are born. But Christians must be born again. Hallelujah. And for a Jew to receive Jesus, they must be born again as well. Hallelujah. So, you know, I explained it to him, told him how he could receive Jesus. And do you know he received Jesus, his Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. So God gives us a chance. And I believe even now, you know, I'm looking at all of the fighting that's going on, and many people want to take sides, the Israel side, the Palestinian side. Well, the side I'm on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. And I say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we claim them all as an inheritance for your kingdom and your righteousness. And we thank you, Lord God, for saving each and every one of them, Israelite and Palestinian, and everyone else who's associated with this war, in the name of Jesus. And then while you're doing it, Lord, going over to Russia and Ukraine, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey, in the United States. Hallelujah. This is part of my tag team preaching today too, y'all. Hallelujah. There's that anointing that hit me before the broadcast. So, glory to God. Amen. So we're looking for God to save, to bring one to repentance. And he keeps his promises, but he is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. Hallelujah. Now, I don't usually do this at the beginning of the broadcast, but we're there now. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you're not sure of your salvation, if you don't know if you're going to perish or not, this is your moment, hallelujah, to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." He doesn't want anyone to perish. And, yeah, he's been slow, because Jesus is slow in terms of being patient, waiting on us. For over 2,000 years, he's been waiting on you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You and everyone else between all that time when Jesus came here and died for our sins. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. And that's a faith belief right there. When you believe by faith, that's all you need, is to believe by faith, say it out of your mouth, and you are saved. Some people have said, oh, this is a magic little prayer. No, ain't no magic in it at all. This is what the Lord has, 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. And his promise said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Hallelujah. He's not slow with that. He's slow and he's patient, waiting on you to receive Jesus. And this is your moment. This is your moment to come to repentance. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, and you will be saved. You will be born again. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. I repent. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to your word, according to your promise, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Thank you, Lord, for being patient with me. Thank you, Lord, for waiting for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer today. You are saved. You are born again. When your body wears out and you leave this body, you're going to be absent from your body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we're learning so much about the Lord. Amen. And hallelujah. He is patient. And as we get ready to end this Pearls to Ponder, We want to hear a song this morning about patient God. He is so patient. Hallelujah. And this song, we don't own the rights to, but the song is by Hillsong. It's just a little part of it today. Patient God. Thank you, Lord, for your patience and kindness.
God is patient. God is kind. He does not envy. He does not boast. His ways are higher than mine own. His thoughts consume the great unknown. Of this alone I'm sure. My God, come on, sing this out. God is patient. God is kind. He does not envy. He does not boast. His ways are higher than mine own. His thoughts consume the great unknown. Of this alone I am sure. My God is love.
Hallelujah. I know we could have kept going. God is patient. God is kind. Hallelujah. He is love, and we can trust him. We can lean on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can give him praise and glory. Amen. And with our pearls to ponder, we can be partakers of his divine nature. So this week, just give yourself some time this week to just ponder on the patience of God. Remember how patient he was with you and how patient he still is with you, how kind he is, how much he loves you. Amen. Ponder on these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, remember, today is the first Sunday, and we are planning on having communion today. So great to see all of you here today. Yes, we are having communion, so make sure you get your communion elements, your bread, your cracker, your water, your juice. Bring your communion elements because in just a little while, we're going to have our communion together. Amen, amen. So let's go on to our declarations this morning. Job 22:28 says, thou shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine thy way. Amen. I think I was telling you all last week, I was declaring and decreeing that I was going to like salmon, because I didn't like it. I just didn't like the taste of it. But I kept declaring and decreeing. I wasn't declaring and decreeing the word of God, but I just wanted to start liking it. And oh my goodness, I like salmon now. And I said, oh gosh, this declaring and decreeing thing is something else. Oh, it's more than a notion. Amen. And then Isaiah 40 and verse. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all, now I done told you the Spirit of the Lord came upon me before this broadcast, okay? So, hallelujah. And I said, Lord, have your way. Amen, amen. And I meant it. Glory to God. So, Lord, have your way. Glory to God. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. I knew you were going to say that, Pastor Mom. I knew you were going to say forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So the grass is still pretty cool right now. It's not withering yet, but it will. The flowers, there's still some flowers around. I saw a picture online the other day, beautiful roses. Like so many roses, and it snowed. And you could see snow all over those roses. And I was thinking to myself, them roses going to be fading in just a little while. with all that snow all over them. Amen. But the word of our God, hallelujah, rain, snow, sleet, and hail, it's not going to fail. Thank you, Lord. The word of God stands forever. So let's be fully engaged together because, you know, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, three will put 100,000, four will put 1,000,000 to flight. And there's some things that's going on in your life and my life. And as we join our faith together, hallelujah, as we join our faith together, declare these scriptures, declare these declarations out loud. We're joining together. Hallelujah. And then, I mean, I'm telling you, it makes a difference. Glory to God. So, fully engaged. Repeat after me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree that's planted by the stream of water. Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 3. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, the other one. Repeat after me. Another one. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it, fit any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And the Lord's just bringing to my mind, even if a malfunction in your body has a diagnosis, it's still a malfunction. Even though the doctor may have diagnosed it and may have given you medication for it, it's still a malfunction. And it cannot function in your body or my body. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Continue to repeat after me one more. I have no lack. For my God meets all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. Now, I had mentioned before about Cesar Communion. It's also our tag team preaching time. Hallelujah. So prepare with that. Amen. Tag team preaching. You know you get to bring a word, get a scripture, have a topic, preach for 5 minutes. You can read out of your devotional. You have a devotional that you read out of, like My Daily Bread or The Upper Room or something like that. You can read that for 5 minutes. You can give us a scripture shower for 5 minutes. You know, you can tell your testimony. Hallelujah. You have time here to tell your testimony.
something that God has done for you, that you see it and you've given him glory for it. Hallelujah. You have the opportunity to do that. Amen. And believe me, not in every church will you have an opportunity to do that. So I pray, and most of you have been taking advantage of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into a song of praise. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before we go into our communion. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's hear our dear C.C. Winans. Hallelujah. The blood will never lose its power. And, of course, we don't own the rights to this, but we're going to play it. Thank you, Jesus.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on high, Calvary.
Today, Lord God. Amen. Let's go to our scripture, 1 Corinthians 11. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11. And we're going to read that today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11. And we're going to start around verse 23. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, you can just repeat a couple of verses after me, and then I'll go ahead and read it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. For I have received. Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
That which.
That which.
Also I. Delivered.
Delivered.
Unto you.
Yes.
That the Lord Jesus.
That the Lord Jesus.
The same night.
And which
he was betrayed,
yes.
took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it,
And said, take, eat.
This
is my body.
This is my body.
Which is broken
for
you.
This do
in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. We're now at 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Praise God. Praise God. Well, as I prayed earlier, Lord, have your way. As we were reading the scripture, many are weak and sickly among you. We want to pray for those. I'm perceiving something going on in someone's body, and you know what we've heard from the Lord, what God reveals, he heals. So, Lord God, we lift up those, who's ever feeling this pain in their chest, Lord God, around in their chest area, in the name of Jesus. It may be lungs, in Jesus' name. It may even be digestive issues like GERD, like heartburn. Lord God, whatever this is that's in the chest right now, in the chest area, and all that it stands for, we lift it up to you right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that even as we take communion, hallelujah, that healing will come upon them, miraculous healing in every affected area in the name of Jesus. And also, my arm is being highlighted, my upper arm, around the shoulder and down the arm. Lord God, we lift that up to you. Hallelujah. And all that stands for, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we come against any kind of pain, any kind of infirmity that would try to be in that arm, that shoulder area, even down to the elbow, and even going radiating even lower than the elbow. We thank you, Father God, that you just touch it right now with your precious healing, purging, and cleansing blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that blood is flowing. Blood is flowing all over the body in the name of Jesus, and that all of our blood is being superseded by the cleansing, purging, healing blood of Jesus, going to every cell, every organ, every tissue of our bodies, bringing forth healing, health, and wholeness. Hallelujah. Any kind of headache, get off now in the name of Jesus. You have no right, you have no authority, you have no permission. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. We thank you, Lord God. We come against any kind of numbness in the body in any way, shape, or form. We thank you, Lord God, that the nerve endings are firing off perfectly and doing what they're supposed to do in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, as we take this communion, this meal that heals, Lord God, that healing is activated all throughout our bodies. And, Lord, if there's any kind of emotional
things that are going on in our souls, Lord God. We thank you for healing with that as well in the name of Jesus and bringing peace to the mind, the will, and the emotions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And back to that pain, that discomfort in the chest area, we see you. You cannot stay there. You must leave now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission there in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, Lord God, we just thank you as we partake of your body and your blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of our sins, the things that we have done, the things that we've left undone. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you right now that we commit and commend every part of us to you, Lord God. Everything with regards to life and godliness, and that leaves out nothing. Everything is a part. We thank you, Father God, that we are committed to you perpetually without end. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now we'll take the body of Christ, your cracker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. This is the body of Christ that was broken for you. Eat it now in remembrance of him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Shadaba Shandalabahaya. Hakurabasi. Sandalabahoshanda. He Solalabahoshanda. Karamashanda Balabashanda. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And now we're partaking of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood, for your blood that was shed for us, we do this in remembrance of you. And we all partake together of the blood of Jesus.
I know it was the blood for me.
Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for your blood. Thank you for your healing, your purging, your cleansing blood. Thank you for even touching Pastor Mom right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, that the remembrance of everything is in her in the name of Jesus, that you bring it back to her remembrance, Lord God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord, our healer. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name, Lord, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for this wonderful time of communion, coming together in you, Lord God, and communing by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Hallelujah. I know things are going on with our finances. Hallelujah. And God is doing some great things. He's telling me to be in a great state of expectation of what he's going to do in our finances, not just in mine, in our finances. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Over our finances. So repeat after me. Lord,
Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
And to be grateful for it. And to be grateful for it. I pray that I will always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I make and what I have will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but I will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. And I thank you, Lord, that as I sow this blessing seed, I remember that it's harvest time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. There's several ways you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Our cash app is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. That's 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that is 2E. And by mail, you can mail in a check or a money order and make it payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for those who are tithing, those who are giving offerings. We bless you, Lord God. We lift up the tithers to you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Malachi 3, you said, try you and test you on this.
And see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that it would be too much for us to receive. So we thank you for doing that. And on top of that, Lord, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. We give you praise for that right now, Lord, for God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then those who are giving, Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, right now, for the givers, in Jesus' name. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11, where you said that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we thank you for it right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you know every need, every desire that you placed in our hearts, Lord God, and that hallelujah, you are not slow in keeping your promises. We thank you for that, Lord God, even now, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go into our tag team preaching. Sometimes I play a song before we go into it, but we have a song that when Pastor Mom says she has her favorites, we have a song that's going to go with Pastor Mom's favorite scripture today. Amen. And her favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. You doing all right? Okay. With a big smile on her face. You doing all right. Amen. Amen. So as we go into our tag team preaching, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you for each and every one who's coming with a word from you today. Hallelujah. That each and every one of our hearts will burn as we hear your word on today and be blessed by your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom,
yes,
your favorite scripture, everybody knows this, is your favorite scripture is trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so yesterday I was listening to Clint Brown. I used to listen to Clint Brown a lot back in the 90s and early 2000s and just enjoyed his music and have rediscovered it again. And he was singing along with just a group of his friends while he was playing the piano. And he was singing songs, you know, old songs that he really liked. And this song was written by a man back in 1977. I'm trying to remember his name. But if you know who Martha Minuzzi is, this is Martha Minuzzi's father. I know his first name was John. And he wrote this song back in 1977. And the song is Learning to Lean on Jesus. And as I heard that, I thought about Mama's song, Lean Not to Your Own Understanding. Amen. Learning to Lean on Jesus. And the words are, I'm learning to lean, learning to lean, learning to lean on Jesus. And I'm finding more power than I've ever dreamed, learning to lean on Jesus. This song really blessed my heart. Amen.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, and I'm
Hallelujah, learning to lean, learning to lean, learning to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been in the Lord for a long time. Pastor Mom, been in the Lord for a long time. And we still, what? Learning to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. And as we do that, we're finding more power than we've ever dreamed. Hallelujah. 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 Giving us power to do things that we didn't know we would have the strength for. Giving us power to just hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on and to keep holding on. Thank you, Lord God. More power than we've ever dreamed. Learning to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. That song just really just touched my heart deeply. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. I see, of course, our birthday girl. We had her birthday yesterday. She was the first one to press her number one key. That would be Minister Joy, ready for tag team preaching. Then we have Minister Amber, who pressed her number one key. Anyone else, press your number one key for tag team preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I see that. Hallelujah. Opening up the line now for our birthday girl. This is your birthday month. Hello, Minister Joy.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank everybody for the birthday.
Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you had a good birthday, did you?
Oh, yes. The best time. I got so many freebies.
I saw that's your email. You did a screenshot of your email with all of the different things.
That was just one email. I have three emails. So I have three, a lot of freebies from all three of my emails.
Oh, my goodness. Well, enjoy yourself.
Yes.
I was trying to remember some of those. Some I was like, wow, I didn't even know they did birthday things.
Oh, free breakfast.
Yeah, IKEA was in there, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I got two free things yesterday. I got a free table and a free lamp yesterday.
For your birthday?
Yes, I did. I sure did.
Well, you know what? I need to sign up for IKEA for my birthday.
Yes, yes, you do. You have to sign up, and they give you free food. You get a free cake and free meatballs, but the place was closed to get it. But I still had that on my IKEA thing.
Wow. Wow. Well, those who are listening, you know. Check out Joy, what Joy does for her birthday. Amen. And God blesses her.
Amen. Amen.
Lots of freebies. I saw chocolate on there somewhere, too.
Yeah, free breakfast, IHOP pancakes, free stacks of IHOP pancakes, and free burgers, and free burritos. And just a lot of different desserts and stuff. But some is all month. Some you have to use it at a certain time. So I have to get everything on the day. So get free coffee from Starbucks. Yeah.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for your birthday month. Amen.
Yes,
so what
amen.
Word do you have for us today from the Lord?
Okay. The message is, who can you thank today? Of course, I'm thanking God, but the title of the message is, who can you thank today? And the scripture comes from Romans 1:1-10. That's Romans 1:1-10. Now, in Philippians 1:3, it says, I thank my God every time I remember you. Now, here's a story. A story is, it was a familiar being on an arriving email that caught John's attention while he wrote at his computer. Usually, John tried to resist the temptation to check every email, but the subject line was too enticing. It says, you are a blessing. Eagerly, John opened it up to discover a faraway friend telling him she was praying for his family each week. She displays one Christmas card photo on her kitchen table, the blessing bowl, and prays for that family. She wrote, my God, every time I remember you, and then highlights the efforts to share God's love with others or a partnership in the gospel. Through John's friend's intentional gesture, the Apostle Paul words to the Philippians creates the same joy. I suspect readers received from the first century thank you notes. It seems Paul made it a habit to speak his gratitude to those who worked alongside him. A similar phrase opens many of his letters. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world. Romans 1:8. Now, Paul's letter to the Romans is generally considered his most intentional theological letter, yet it opens and closes with great warmth, revealing and opening shows his personal touch through gratitude. And the final scripture displays Paul's care for the Romans in words of greetings, personal expression, his heart for more than 25 different people, including in the list are ministry leaders and prisoners, and both man and woman, all considered fellow workers in the gospel. In the fellowship of the gospel, there is much to be thankful for, much to celebrate, many co-laborers whom we can encourage with our gratitude. Now, in the first century, Paul blessed his co-laborers with a thank you note of prayerfulness. In the 21st century, John's friend used a blessing bowl to bring joy into his day. Now, how might we thank those who serve in the mission of God with us today? The first and most important thing we need to have is the mindset of Paul, because of the mind of Paul was thanksgiving for the faith these believers had in the Lord Jesus, because testimony of their trust in God had reached to the furthest of all known in the world. Indeed, the proof of Paul's deep love towards those Christians was that he lifted them up and continuously prayed for God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What an example we see, Paul, of a genuine affection towards his brothers and sisters in Christ, and how important it is in the world to be devoted to one another in love and to honor one another above ourselves. For though we are many, we are one body in Christ and are called to love one another just as Christ loved us. It is by the lives we live, our love for one another, and the grace of the Lord Jesus reflects in our lives that others will know that we are his disciples. It says, let us be those who love each other deeply, fellowshipping with brothers' affections for the body of Christ, and shining the loving life-giving light of Christ into those sinners of the world. And let his outpouring of the love of Christ draw many into the saving knowledge of our Savior. And I have a prayer that says, Heavenly Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. May we grow together in love and demonstrate genuine affection for one another. While providing thanksgiving and encouragement, each member of the body of Christ grow in grace as you wait for the day the Lord comes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that word, Minister Joy, birthday month girl. Who can you thank today? Amen. Amen. And I guess my paraphrase of what I got out of that is be thankful and love each other deeply, love people into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Joy. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Yay. Praise amen. God. And my voice back. Yay.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You sound like you with no extras. Thank
yeah,
you, Jesus.
Work.
For amen. Thank you, Lord, for the healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, and I want to say, we prayed earlier for people's chest, for their arm. If any of that was you, when you come on, let us know. And let us know, you know, that the Lord did indeed touch you this morning. He touched me. Amen. Good joy. Thank God for the healing. Hallelujah.
Minister Amber, opening up your line now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you all. It's such a blessing to be on this morning and to hear all of the words that God has in it through each and every one of you.
Amen.
My message for today is based on 3 John 2, and that is us prospering even as our souls prosper. And it's so important during this time of year where making sure others are good and are in good health and we care for others. And God wants us to always zone in and make sure our soul is prospering in and with him so that we can be in good health and we can stay strengthened. So 3 John in verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." So he wants our mind, our will and emotions to all be prospering. He wants us to stay in health. And I have some ways that we can always zone in and just really get our soul to prosper. But first, I want to talk about Joseph. And within his story and everything he went through throughout his life, God really shows up in and through his life because Joseph chose to make sure his soul prospered in Christ first. So when Joseph was sold as a slave to the Egyptians, he didn't have any money. He had no a dime to his name, nothing. He was sold as a slave, and he didn't even have his freedom. But it's so important that he remained close to God and his soul still prospered by him going to God for everything, for wisdom, knowledge, good understanding. And he had been sold as a slave, but right in the middle of his slavery, God gave Joseph such wisdom and such ability that he even made his owner prosper. And as a result, Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of all of his possessions. So when when God sends us to places and he leads and guides us on what to do, when God in through us, as we continue to allow our soul to prosper in and through him, God will change our circumstances around us. And it's so important that Joseph never gave up. He didn't lose sight, even though it was rough. He did not lose sight of God's plan for his life. And then that not only was he sold as a slave, the second part of his story was he was also put in prison after that. And there in the natural, there's not really that much opportunity for advancement in prison. Like, you don't really hear anyone getting promoted in prison like that. But God gave Joseph insight that no other person in Egypt had. And that insight landed him in great position on Pharaoh's staff, not as a slave, but as the most honored man in the entire country next to Pharaoh himself. He even rode alongside a chariot, and people bowed down before him and reverenced him because they knew who Joseph's God was, because he always gave God the glory. So Joseph was in charge of all the food and all the provision. That's prosperity right there. In that same way, we can look at this and like, hey, what did Joseph do to be able to do all this? How did he accomplish all this? By prospering his soul. No matter how dismal his situation seemed, no matter what happened, he made sure that he went to God, and God was there for him, just like he's there for us. And God revealed the spiritual secrets that opened up doors for success for him. And God didn't just stop and say, oh, okay, that's just for Joseph. Check, that's it. No, he's doing the same thing for us. As we continue to seek him first and we go to him and we prosper our soul, he will give us spiritual secrets that will open up for doors of success, even through him. And so I have some ways that during this time, it's a couple months before the new year and into the new year, God wants us to have a shift and, like, check your soul. There's on the new program out here that said, do you know your kids are, check them and your children, and then they start the new program. But we need to really do a check on our soul. We need to do a check-in. We check for everything else, making sure our family is good, make sure our vehicle is good, everything else is good. But we really need to do a check-in on our souls. And like, Lord, help us to seek you first so we can prosper even as our souls prosper. And one way that we can do that is to continually study the word of God. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. So God wants us to correctly handle his word of truth, not to be moved by the lies that, this, that, and the other, a diagnosis, anything that might be saying negative. No, we need to be able to correctly handle his word of truth, stand on his word, and not doubt. And studying the word of God is so important because it's a part of us being successful. And it gives us wisdom through his word. And it gives us access to his mindset. And it helps us to keep going in the wrong path. And it reveals, through his word, it reveals to us what we need to do and see other successful paths of the other children that he brought through and know that we can do it as well. And as we study the word of God, he shows us how to prosper in all things, including our health. And then secondly, we must continue to pray. We must not stop praying. And I know we get busy, might be tired, praying in our body, but we must continue to pray. Even if we got to be happy sometimes, well, in the name of Jesus, we have to get these prayers out there. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually. Not pray and then stop and then wait a couple more months and then pray a little bit more. Trust me, I know it's not easy, but we must ask God for the grace to be able to pray continually. Prayer is two-way communication with our Father God. We talk to him and listen to him, and then he talks to us and listens to us. It's spending time with our Father God, and he loves it, and we should glorify his name because we are able to have that communication with him. And as we continue to pray, he will give us wisdom and insight on how to prosper our soul. And we can know that everything is possible in God. But we can choose to keep our faith strong. And as we continue to pray, he will lead and guide us on what to do. And then lastly, second to last, is we must seek first the kingdom of God. Now, look, time change just changed. And I know we're getting this extra hour of sleep, but then it's just a lot of us can't get with it. But and we might be tired, but we must seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. God has so many things that he wants to give each and every one of us. So many things. And for me, I know it's all the time. It's all these wonderful Hallmark movies and things like that. So I have to push through. I'll be so excited. Once I see the leaves outside, I'm like, oh, let me turn on this Hallmark movie. But no, Jesus, I have to see first the kingdom of God, because I know it benefits me more than the Hallmark movie, more than the Food Network, more than any other thing. So I must choose to seek first the kingdom of God. As we seek first the kingdom of God, start our day with it being God-centered, not our problems being centered, not what we need to do, but God-centered. We are putting him as the first priority in our lives. And we can bring all our worries and concerns to the first part of the day. And it's a privilege to be able to see first the kingdom of God. It's just like walking around with stinky garbage and bringing it around all day. And you could have just gave all that stuff over to him first thing in the morning. But instead, we just bring it around with us all day. So we need to think of seeking first the kingdom of God as a way of casting all our worries and cares over to him. So we don't have to carry all that around throughout our day. We don't have to keep that with us. As we seek the kingdom of God first, he calls our souls to lean. We're serving him. We're giving him that time. We're spending time with him. And God loves spending time with us. And then lastly, we must always work in love. In Ephesians 5:2, it says, walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And I'm going to go back to Joseph's story real quick. It says, walking in love. You never, in the jails, you didn't hear him bad mouth yourself saying, yep, he did this, and his wife did this, and she was this, and he didn't call her out her name. And no, Joseph walked in love. That's why God was able to continually bless him, because he saw how his heart was and how he still walked in love. He didn't go to every single prisoner in the prison and name his brothers by name and say, this brother is this name and this brother is this name and they all know that. No, he he walked in love. In that same way, if we want our soul to continue to prosper so we can be in good health, we must make a choice to walk in love. During this time, the year is going by so fast. So basically, we already almost 2024. So as we go into the new year, during this holiday season, God wants us to be in perfect health. He wants us to be able to be successful in each and every way. So my special prayer for each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you will help us to prosper in and through you so our soul may prosper and we can be in good health. Lord, I grace us to continually seek you first and help us to continue to walk in love so that we can know and have your guidance and that we can know what your plans are for us in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. That we should prosper even as our soul prospers. Amen. And I, you know, Joseph, the account of Joseph in the Bible is one of my favorites. And so it's always good to hear, you know, about Joseph. And, you know, he had that great insight because of his relationship with the Lord. And I like that, you know, to about checking our soul. Hallelujah. Is our soul prospering? Amen. And if it is, we're in the Word, we're praying, we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we're walking in love. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. And you know, I'm always connecting things together. I can connect that walking in love with what Minister Joy said about love each other deeply and love people into the kingdom. And then I can connect that with Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. You know, leaning not to our own understanding, but trusting in the Lord all the way. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. God bless. Amen. Anyone else? You want to bless the Lord this morning? You got 5 minutes. Hallelujah. So you can do a scripture shower. You can read out of a devotional that blessed you. Amen. You can, there's so many things that you can do. Amen. Give a testimony. We love to hear what God is doing. Amen. So we're going to hear from Pastor Price. If anyone else has anything, you can press your number one key. Amen. I'm checking my text to see if anybody has texted me anything. All right. Pastor Price, welcome.
God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom,
yes.
And all of the, hallelujah, and all of the precious saints in each one of your respective places. I'm so glad to be with each one of you today for this first Sunday, Communion Sunday. Glory to God. And tag
yes.
team preaching. Thank, hallelujah. I thank God, Apostle, for the pearl to ponder, for November and patience. Thank God for the anointing that is upon you today and was upon you today. Glory to God. To begin, that was
thank
just
you.
A great blessing. I thank God for that. And I also thank God for that word, the word of knowledge that you were giving. Last night, when before I got ready to go to bed, I had not been feeling anything on my shoulder. And all of a sudden, I knew this was a word of knowledge, that somebody's shoulder was hurting.
Mm.
And I told mm-hmm. Joy, I said, Joy, friend, I said, because somebody's shoulder is hurting and going down into that arm. As a matter of fact, I went to adjust my thermostat on the furnace, and when I reached my arm up, I said, ooh, and I couldn't even reach it up to hardly go up there. I said, ooh, somebody's going through, because I knew before that I'd had no pain there. So I was just thankful
mm-hmm.
for that word of knowledge mm-hmm. that God gave you. And then sometimes he will let me know that somebody's going through in their chest. I thank God so much for that word of knowledge and for God's anointing upon you. Glory to God. And Pastor Praise Mom, God. Good morning. This your daughter Helen, Pastor Mom. I thank God for you and the opening prayer this morning. I thank God for your message on Proverbs 3:5-6. I love you, Mom. And I won't throw no kisses through there, but I'm sending kisses and hugs to you, Mama. And thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you're looking beautiful this morning, and I thank God for you this morning. Love you, Mom. Glory to God. I'm also grateful and thankful for the messages that Joy and Amber have ministered on who are you thankful
Amen.
For. I said, I've got to try that, a blessing bowl. Hallelujah. That was really good. I thank God for her word, the word God gave her. And then one mm-hmm. of my favorite scriptures with Amber, which her message was prospering, even as our soul prospers, 3 John 2. Thank God for that word, Amber. It blesses my heart. So I thank God for this morning. Now, the work that the Lord has, mm-hmm. I always tell you that I seek God. And so, Lord, what is it on your heart and mind for today? What do you want? He said, I want to continue on talking about keeping a thankful and grateful heart, that we would give thanks
Amen.
Each and every day. The Lord began to minister to me about how we noticed that the beginning of our celebration of Christmas has begun to start earlier and earlier every year. And the Lord said, now that's most appropriate because, you know, there are many people, apostles and all the saints of God, there are many people who celebrate their birthdays for a whole month. So how much more should we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming into the earth realm to save us, to bring us into right standing with the Father? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he can be able to have two or more months of celebration. Glory to God. So I thank God for that. I don't see anything wrong with that. Glory to God as they begin. Because it's a wonderful time to focus on Jesus, on his good and goodness unto us. And it seems like we try to take it all the way in sometimes to January. We found out that many times in the Hispanic community that they celebrate all the way until the end of January. Glory to God. And I think that's most appropriate. I have nothing to say about people that do that. And it's just a wonderful time of the year. Now, this month is also our Thanksgiving time where we celebrate and give thanks to God. In America, we do that because of the bountifulness that was afforded to the people who came, the pilgrims and others. Hallelujah. So we also began to have this month, as we know, that fourth Thursday of Thanksgiving. And many of you may have already bought your turkey. Some of you may already have your turkey. You may have all your other ingredients to make your pies and whatever else it is that you're going to make during that time. Well, this is why the Lord said, for this whole month, Helen, he said, I want you to keep it, keeping a thankful and grateful heart. You know, I thought about when Amber was ministering, and she said that we need to check our souls. She talked about checking our souls to see if our soul is prospering. And this month, we also want to be able to check our thankfulness and gratefulness of our heart. See, what are we really grateful and thankful for all that God has done for us? In the Old Testament, we look at the word of God in 2 Timothy 3:16-17. You know, there are a lot of 3:16s in the Bible. You might check them out. What are some of the 3:16s in the Bible? Well, there's a 2 Timothy 3:16-17. And the word of God says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, a woman of God, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We know that we're in the new covenant that has been given to us through Jesus Christ and his body that was broken and his blood that was shed. But he says in the word of God, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So we can be able to see what does God say about in the Old Testament. What is he like? What is he not like? You know, what pleases him? What does not please him? Glory to God. Again, we say we are covered with the precious, mighty blood of Jesus. He paid it all. He will also with this show us what does he like? What does he not like? About what to do and what not to do. Glory to God. So in Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 and 48, He says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, grateful for the abundance of all things he told the children of Israel, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron about thy neck until he have destroyed thee. That's one of the things I remember when I was thinking about raising my children. And Joy is my seventh child. Amber is my eighth child. Well, with Joy, we had so many dresses and different things that we would buy her. And in California, you could get a lot of nice dresses. And one of her brothers began to make fun of her, talking about these are Mexican dresses, you know. But I said, no, you just appreciate what God has done. And I would always tell her, when she would have none of my other children, because they were all the first six were all raised up together. We didn't give elaborate birthday parties, but for Joy, from the time when she was little, we would give her a birthday party. And I would tell her, I said, now, Joy, you got to always appreciate and be grateful for these clothes, these dresses. Be appreciative and thankful for what God has done for us, because this did not, I knew a time when we couldn't do it. And so we always want to keep, and I would always begin to instruct her and Amber as they begin to come up. I can remember when Amber's birthday one time, she said, well, I don't want a birthday party. All I want is to get one of my friends, and we're going to go to the movies, and we're going to go and eat dinner, and that's all I want. Well, she did that one year. And when she did it that one year, she, you know, when we would come home from our birthday party, they have a whole couch full of gifts that her brothers and her sisters and family and friends had got her. And so she was saying, she said, well, I said, well, you didn't want nobody else there. All you got was what we gave you, you know. And then after that, I'm going to do, you know, she would have gone and have it. Well, this is where God in here was telling his children. He said, now, you got to serve me with joyfulness of heart and with gladness of heart, thankful, grateful to God for the abundance of all things. God has truly blessed us. And he said, even when the good times come, thank him for those good times. Even in the midst of the rough times, there's something to be thankful to God. Because he told the children of Israel, if you don't do this, then you'll serve your enemies. And they're not going to be so nice. So we see that God wants us to have a grateful and a thankful heart. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, not some things, everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. With thanksgiving now, and the peace of God, this is our benefit. He says, if you'll do this, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Tiara Sheard, she just had a baby, and she did one of her first broadcasts, I think it was yesterday. And when she did, she said that she was every little thing. She's been asking God to show her what to do. I thought about the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and all your ways acknowledge him. And she said, every little thing I was asking God, and she said she was, you know, kind of apologizing to him. He said, no, that's what I want you to do. I want you to come to me with every little thing. I thought about yesterday where Joy went to IKEA to go and get her gift. And so I was sitting in the car, and I got a moment. I had a little bad moment for a moment. And I had, I'm going to stay in the car. I said, because I don't have no money. And I said, I'm not going in there if I don't have no money. And so then I repented after that. And I repented to God. And so then the Lord said, "What if you had money, what would you get in IKEA, Helen? I'm sitting in the car with myself with the Lord. If you had money, what would you do with?" I said, "I'd get a lamp. I want a lamp." And because we saw that in our living room that it looked like it was kind of dark in areas, and we knew we needed another lamp. And so when Joy got back out to the car, and she came and she was putting the things in the car in the trunk, and I said, "What you get, Joy?" She said, "I got a lamp." I just laughed. I laughed. I said, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." I said, "Lord, you're good." And he's good anyway, all by himself. But there are things that God said by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. This is a time where God said, I don't want you worried about anything. I don't care how little it is. I don't care how big it is, if it's your teeth that need to be done, if there are whatever it is that you're looking to the Lord to do, to provide, to touch you, to heal you, to take away weakness and sickness. He said, whatever it is, bring it to me. And then thank me for working for in advance for it. And so as we come, I mean, you're ready to close now. And I want to just give you three scriptures on thankfulness. It's Psalms 118, verse 29. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is. His love endures forever. Psalms 99 and verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And lastly, Psalm 7 and verse 17 says, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. So remember, during this month of November and every month, the Lord wants us to keep a thankful and grateful heart, giving thanks each day unto him. And we give glory to God. I turn it back over to you, Apostle. God bless you all.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Keeping a thankful and a grateful heart. And, I mean, after listening to that, that is very sobering, what you said. Because, it shows if for some reason we do not keep a thankful and a grateful heart, there are some things that could happen. And as you were saying in Deuteronomy 28:47-48, those who don't serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart will end up serving their enemy. And I was just looking at that, like, whoa. And the way that the Lord has them to serve their enemies for not being joyful and glad and thankful was through hunger, thirst, nakedness, and want. You know, with a yoke of iron, it says. Woo! It's much easier to be thankful. Hallelujah. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Give thanks to the Holy One. Amen. It's much easier to be thankful to the Lord. Amen. So thank you, Pastor Price, for that very sobering message about keeping in a grateful heart. Praise God. Thank you so much. And I just want to thank the Lord even right now. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Minister Rachel and family, going to open up your line. Anyone else? We still have some time now. So press your number one key. And yes, and I'm checking my text to see if you guys are saying anything. But, yeah, you still have some time to just bless the Lord. You could do it for 5 minutes. You don't even have to do it that long, but just, you know, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family, opening up your line now. Welcome.
Hi to everyone.
Hi, Minister Rachel.
You can hear me?
Yes, and family. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so glad God is having to listen in. I was multitasking, doing some things, but I heard what God said through that thought, Helen. I had to, do my own repenting because I had to stay focused on the Lord because I started taking my focus off him, and I got a little envious of the people around me where I live at. I began to cry out and say certain things. I had to repent.
Amen.
So that I know I was watching them receive new stoves, new refrigerators, their plates getting fixed correctly. And it seems like when they come to our home, they're taking pictures and doing something said, only God knows what's going on behind the scenes. And I was asking God why and crying like, I don't understand and I don't like this. I'm so vulnerable and, you know. But I know God is still with me and he loves me. And he does care what's happening to us.
Amen.
Amen.
And Romans 8:28 is in full effect in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I just want
Hallelujah.
I just want a prayer for me to just keep holding on.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know he loves you. And you're at a place now where what Pastor Price, you could be one praise away, hallelujah, from all of this just opening up and God just doing great and awesome things, hallelujah, amen, amen. So, you know, on Thursday night, young lady came on, Sister Teresa, and was saying Romans 8:28. So we're going to pray for you. If there's anyone else who wants to pray for Minister Rachel, let me know, and we'll open up your line. But Romans 8:28 in the Passion Bible says, so we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers, who have been called to fulfill his divine purpose. For he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. This means the son is the oldest among the vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. So, Lord God, we join our faith together with Minister Rachel and her family. We don't know all the details, but we know that she's been going through for quite a while now. And she's been trusting you. She's been leaning on you. She's been relying on you. And even as that song that Lord, touched my heart to play that song to play, hallelujah, learning to lean on Jesus, thank you, Lord God, and finding more power than I've ever dreamed, learning to lean on Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're teaching Minister Rachel. She's learning how to lean on you in every situation, in every circumstance. She's learning to trust in you with all her heart, not lean to her own understanding, acknowledging you in all her ways as you direct her path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, everything you saw being delivered to somebody else, you're going to have greater. Just hold on. Be at peace. Don't faint. Don't faint. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:13. I would have fainted unless I had believed to see of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to believe to see the goodness of the Lord. God has not run out. His goodness has not ended in the name of Jesus. He has for you exceeding abundantly above all you could ask, think, or even imagine. And, Lord God, we thank you right now for giving Minister Rachel your focus. Focus her heart, focus her mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your joy continue to just flow through her. In Jesus' name, in every circumstance, every situation, hallelujah, because the joy of the Lord is her strength. For joy in the children, strength in the children, strength in Minister Rachel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now that you've already set things up to do exceeding abundantly above all that she could ask, think, or even imagine. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say, I've made some promises to you. Go back. Go back and look at the promises that I've made to you. Don't look at these, the refrigerator, the stove, the this and the that other people are getting. You have my promise in your hand. Go back to the promises that I've given to you and encourage yourself in the Lord, knowing that I'm not slack or slow with my promises. I got you. Hallelujah. I got you, saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that strength. Hallelujah. Amen. I see so many number one keys already pressed.
Yeah, I had to mute our line because my grandson, he was doing a drum roll on the table. And he's saying some things. He's saying a lot of things that truly only God knows.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. God bless y'all for praying for me. I needed that.
Amen. We continue to keep you and your family in prayer. You all are precious to us, and you're even more precious to the Lord. Amen.
I'm going to go back on mute. Love y'all.
Okay. All right. Love you too. Reverend Treva. Wonderful to see you on a Sunday, opening up your line. And if anybody else, press your number one key.
Good morning. Good afternoon. God bless you all. Happy to be here. I'm giving God glory. And for the past few weeks, I've been in a trial, not of my own making, but I'm learning how to praise God in the midst. And for those who sent me encouraging words, I am listening, and I just wanted to make a declaration. This is from Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen's church. In the past few years, the enemy has waged a fierce war against us, physically, mentally, and emotionally. But today I declare that God is releasing a Ziklag anointing. We are about to take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us. We are taking back our joy. We're taking back our peace. We are taking back our health in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, we are already and have already been healed. And I decree and declare that no viruses, no sickness, no disease will come near us. I declare, decree and declare that every chain of depression, anxiety is broken in Jesus' name. And even if times do get tough, we will not give up. We will not give in, and we will walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. And then I just wanted to, because I was reading, I wanted to do some research on the background of the Ziklag. And it's found in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, gives a whole account of what David and his men went through.
Yes.
When they came back, Ziklag was their home. David and his men arrived home at their town of Ziklag, and they found that the Amalekites had made a raid into Negev and Ziklag. Mm-hmm. And they had crushed Ziklag and burned it to the ground. They had carried off the women and children and everyone else, but without killing anyone. They took hostages. When David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept until they could weep no more. David's two wives, Ahinoam from Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal from Carmel, were among those captured. David was now in great danger because all of his men were very bitter about losing their sons and daughters, and they began talking of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord, their strength, his God. He encouraged himself. He began to praise and worship God. Then he said to Abiathar the priest, bring me the ephod. So Abiathar brought it. Then David asked, should I chase after the band of the raiders? Will I catch them? And then the Lord goes on to tell him to catch them. So he took 600 men were with him. 200, when they got to, they were about to cross a brook. They stayed with the equipment because they got winded and were exhausted. So he took 400 men, and they found an Egyptian slave who had been left by the Amalekites, by his master, because he was sick. And he led them to where these Amalekites were, and they 400 of the Amalekites did get away, but the rest didn't. And they were able to pursue them, and they caught them, and they didn't make it. But then they went back to the camp where they had been, and they got all the plunder, everything the Amalekites had left, whether it be money, clothes, jewelry. It all became David's. And when he divided it among all the men who stayed with the equipment and the men who went with them. Because, you know, the thing is God gave them the victory. And he wants to do that in our lives today. So I'm standing on these words. For I know God is giving me the victory in everything. And the promises that in the natural, he's made to me. In the natural, from this standpoint, you would think it was dead. But God made some promises to me, and then he told me to stand. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run on, because he's given me the victory already. And I thought about this song by Taja Bitt. If he did it before, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it again. So God bless you all. I'm going back on mute. And I'm so happy to be here with you this Sunday.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Releasing a zigzag blessing today. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. The Lord says, pursue and recover all. Amen. Another one of my favorite accounts in the Bible is Ziklag. Hallelujah. So not only did David recover everything that was stolen from him, he got the spoils from other things that they had taken from other people that the Lord didn't bless them to be able to get their stuff back. So he got a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I received that declaration in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I received that declaration, Reverend Treva. Amen. Hallelujah. And I join in faith with you. Hallelujah. For the victory as well in Jesus' name. And we thank God. We thank God. Victory has been coming up a whole lot. Amen. And, you know, as you were talking, Reverend Treva, and you were talking about healing and everything, I don't think I've shared with everyone this miraculous healing that the Lord has done with me. It was just announced on Wednesday, November the 1st, 2023. I went to see my doctor. And, you know, the Lord has had me eating right since March of this year. I've lost, you know, my weight is way different than it was of this year. And when I saw the doctor released me from blood pressure medication
and from diabetes medication. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I by the Spirit of the Lord, I had already released myself back in July because I was taking my blood pressure and my blood sugar every day, and it was so low that, you know, I wasn't going to take, I didn't take the medication. But it was just so much of a blessing and a confirmation. You know how the Bible says, show yourself to the priest. You know, and make sure that you are healed. Show yourself. So I went to the doctor, showed myself to the doctor, and sure enough, she said, okay, no more metformin, no more amlodipine. Thank you, Jesus. And then she said, go ahead, take your blood pressure, your blood sugar every day. Come back and see me in 4 months. You know, if you still live in this life like you live in right now, you will not have to go back to this. And I thank God. This is all God. I give God all the glory. Amen. I see you, Minister Faye. Going to open up the line for you. And I pray for those right now as anyone who is going through high blood pressure, anyone who's going through diabetes, I just thank you, Lord God, right now. You did it for me. You did it for me. You'll do it for them. You're not a respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Even for the weight coming off, you are not a respecter of persons. You did it for me. You can do it for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Opening up your line, Minister Faye.
Thank the Lord
Welcome,
for being
Minister
here.
Faye.
And I'm so glad for your testimony because I, too, was my doctor wanted to give me metformin, but I refused it and took cinnamon instead and let her see my blood sugars, and they were good, and now I'm not taking anything. And I know it can be done, and I'm working on the blood pressure, and your testimony was just what I needed. But I'm calling because there's a little girl by the name of Sophia, and she is very, very ill. And it's nothing too much can, I think, help her except the prayers of God. So I'm requesting prayer for her today. And
what is her name again?
I've seen Sophia.
Say her name again.
Sophia.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I've seen a picture of a man who, I don't know if he had an accident or what, but his leg was folded over like a sheet of paper. And his wife showed me his picture. He didn't lose his leg, and the Lord blessed his leg back where it looked like normal. Another
wow.
lady missionary with a blood transfusion because she had a rare blood type, and they couldn't find the kind of type of blood that she needed. So I know God is still doing miracles. So
Hallelujah.
This child needs a miracle. Pardon?
Amen. 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 So let's just stop right here.
For your prayers.
Hallelujah. You know what? We're getting ready to close in a little bit. I'm going to just open up all the lines, and let's go up in the spirit. Let's do a heavenly chorus for Sophia, and then we'll cover anything else that's going on in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's just go up in tongues for a few moments here. Shanda bakura basi kera rato sre de he shata. Shanda bakura basi kera rato sre de he shata. Hagre ke sohora kasiya sikana baho shimiya ba. Ebra bakura basi kera la basi kera la ha shata. Ishanda de koho sinja la la bakoto. Oshi ba chaka de chakare sa kera da ka shakta la la ka. Ishanda bakoho sinja la la ka. Ishanda bakoho sinja la la ka. Hallelujah. Okay, Monday we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Dr. Lorraine Navarro, she's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We'll be praying on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Four people volunteer, so call me up, text me, let me know that you want to volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then after that, we go into interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, God is revealing some things. Amen. That the last interpretation he gave us, he said some things are about to stop. Hallelujah. He's been going on for a long time. He's stopping them. That was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I was told to stop taking medication. This is a stop season. Glory to God. So I'm going to get that little clip and play that because the Lord was truly speaking to us. And it's on many different levels where things that have been set in motion, hallelujah, he's stopping them. Stop. It's a stop season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So join us on Tuesday. You want to hear God tell you some secrets, things that's going on? Hallelujah. Join us on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesdays, we have two broadcasts during the month, different broadcasts. One is on the second Wednesday. The other is on the fourth Wednesday of the month. Already, the second Wednesday is coming up this Wednesday, which is November the 8th, and that is our prophetic healing with our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Calendar, set your cell phone alarm and join us on this Wednesday, November the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your friends and your family about it. You're in need of a healing? Come on and join us. Your healing awaits. Amen. On Thursday, As I said before, Minister Elaine will be speaking at the Get 'Em Radio 11th anniversary. Amen. I didn't realize, I mean, the Lord told me who to invite to speak on this month. And when he told me all of the ladies, they're all ladies this year. And he says, these are ladies that you've known and you've ministered with at some point or another, and you've known them for over 20 years. Hallelujah. Women of God. Blessed women of God. So, amen. So on this Thursday, we will be there. Oh, and what I missed out was on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of the month, is our anointed pandemic babies, where the Lord has told us these babies made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. He has poured out his spirit on these babies, and these babies are fighters. Hallelujah. So Lord willing, we will have a child on and their parent on the 22nd of November, the day before Thanksgiving. And this baby had open heart surgery right after he was born. And his father said, and he's a fighter. I was like, amen, amen. So they they're gonna come on, Lord willing, and tell us their testimony about what happened with their little baby, their anointed pandemic baby. So that's it for us today with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I was so blessed by all of the tag team preaching. Everything that the Lord did today, just absolutely awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we're going to close out in prayer. The mom is resting very well right now. Amen. So we're just going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all.